Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to talk about mortality issues. Because once we hit middle age, we do indeed start thinking about these ideas of our mortality. And a lot of it has to do with whether or not we feel we've done enough in our lives, if we feel fulfilled, if we feel healthy, if we feel like we've added to the world. And I can tell you this, there's a difference between people who are able to live long, happy, fulfilled lives and people who sort of give up. And I have an example of each that I'd like to share with you. When I was about 23 years old, my father passed away from the ultimate stroke. I do believe he had transient ischemic strokes, the little ones, before this last one got him, because his personality had changed quite a bit and he got very judgmental of other people and a little bit more irritable. And these were not really the ways that he would be, especially when he was doing things that he really enjoyed, like square dancing. He would just do what he needed to do and help people. And after his little transient ischemic strokes, are known as TIAs in the healthcare business, he really was rather demeaning to people around him. At least that's what my mother reported at the time. I know that when he was around 50 years old and she threw a surprise birthday party for him, he was not very happy at all. He had felt that he had lost the energy that he had or his abilities to do things that he used to be able to do, which is sort of crazy because here was a man who would wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning, be at his dental office by 8. Usually he'd go play some tennis after work. And then he and my mom would go square dancing after that until the wee hours of the morning. And they'd come back in the middle of the night, proven by her yelling for the dogs or whatever. And this would happen really, truly, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. It was really quite insane, frankly. But from my dad's perspective, he had lost some of his mojo. And he didn't feel so good about himself. And at the age of 61, he passed away from that stroke. And I'd like to compare him to the gentleman that I'm helping right now, who is 71 years old, a full decade older than him. And where we hear on a daily basis of the people in his community, the friends that he's had, passing away from this thing or that thing or having heart attacks, whatever. All kinds of issues. And he himself has had some pretty serious issues. That's why I'm here helping him. But there's a difference in his attitude, and his attitude is basically this. He still has a lot of places in the world that he wants to travel to. And so he stays quite focused on doing what he needs to do so that he can continue exploring new areas. And in fact, over the weekends and certainly sometimes during the day, we go explore areas maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours away from here. Things that he wants to show me that he knows of or things that he's read about, like exhibits. Like we just saw a really cool Dolly exhibit in one of the galleries he knows, a little north of here. Exquisite work, by the way. Sculptures, mainly. Because this is the thing. We have to have things to look forward to. We have to have people in our lives that we care about. And one of the things that has been kind of interesting to watch, actually, since being back here, and helping my friend get his health back is the responses he gets from his friends and acquaintances everywhere we go, because he's a pretty jovial guy and has a lot of friends. Some of them he's known for 71 years. Well, 60 anyway. You get the point. He still lives where he grew up, and it's a very tight community, and because of that, people care about the people here in the community. So there's a few questions that I'd like you to ask yourself in terms of staying involved and engaged in your life. One, what are you doing to keep yourself engaged with life? Are there places that you'd like to explore, things that you'd like to learn, things that you'd like to do? All very, very important. Second, your relationships. Who are the people that you've had in your life and who maybe you let go because you weren't willing to reach out to them for whatever reason? And just connect. My friend, he's always connecting with his friends. He always has someone to call, usually a few people to call. And that's a good thing. And trust me, these phone calls are just generally check-ins. Hi, how are you doing? What are you doing? What do you have planned today or this weekend? Whatever it is. We're not talking about huge philosophical commentaries here. We're just talking about checking in and seeing how we're doing, which is great. Keeps the relationships going. And third, what are you doing to take care of your physical health? Because this is where my friend kind of let himself go. You need to eat well, which means including lots of basic nutrients. And if, like my friend, you don't like vegetables, you need to have a multivitamin and force yourself to eat the vegetables you do enjoy. And walk. No one said you have to join a health club in order to get your exercise. Just walk. We're really lucky here because we have wonderful seaside community. And we always see people walking up and down the beaches here. And pretty soon my friend's going to need to join them in order to be able to go to Europe and explore the way he wants to. Because, well, best way to see Europe in the small towns is by foot, right? Especially if you're going into museums, right? So that's the difference between facing your mortality and saying, yeah, I know it's going to happen at some point and I'm not focusing on it. What I'm focusing on is living right now and being hyper-focused on what you didn't feel or don't feel is going well in your life. Trust me. The better model is the one that is engaged in life. So go find yourself a way to engage in your life. Carry on. There's a lot of people around who really do love and care about you. And plug into them, by all means. It makes all the difference in the world. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your Keys to Happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.